Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that this just provides a lot of clarity to know what your perfect will is so that she can obey it. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. So going through Isaiah 33 and just talking about times of judgment and just fearing a little bit and talking about dreams, how the Holy Spirit is just talking a lot to his church in dreams lately, and understanding some dream imagery, okay? If you're dreaming about a certain place over and over again, this can be prophetic, okay? The Holy Spirit could be showing you a place that you're going to be in for a while, spiritually, like a trial that you're going to be entering into. And so sort of like a spiritual location, I guess you could say, or a physical location too. It can also be physical, but it oftentimes can actually be a physical location of a place where a trial is going to be taking place and that you're going to be there for a while. Okay, so if you're dreaming like this about a certain place over again, you would want to do your best to find out what that place is, because it will help you in terms of prophecy and understanding where you're going and what trial's coming up and how the Lord wants you to prepare for being there. And it'll be a constant confirmation of where you're going also too, so that because what you'll find is in these dreams that the Holy Spirit will be talking to you about what he wants you to do there, what's going to be happening there, what type of temptations you may be encountering, what type of attacks you may be getting from Satan while you're there, either in this physical place or just a spiritual trial. But oftentimes, though, too, I have seen it just be an actual place, okay, where you're going to be for a duration of time going through a trial, okay? So you do want to find out what that place is, what it means and carnally in the flesh, and what it's going to be, so that you can be fully prepared for it, because you'll just see that certain people in this place and things taking place there are warnings about what you're going to be going through, because you want to be ready. Because if the Holy Spirit's warning you about a place that you're going to be going to over and over again, then you certainly do want to make sure that you're ready for it, okay? And that it doesn't take you by surprise, because the Holy Spirit is not... when he does something and he's repeating things to you over and over again, it's going to be important, okay? It's going to be an important season in your life, and you're going to want to be fully ready for it, because he doesn't, I don't know, he's just not an exaggerator. he says something because he means it and because it's important. So when you find him repeating something over and over again, you really do want to listen. You see this with Christ and the cross. He repeats over and over and over again to his disciples that he's going to be going to the cross over and over again, because it's a very big deal, you know. And of course, when it happens, it overwhelms them, and they're not, each of them has a different reaction, things like that. So you do want to have an ear to hear if he's warning you over and over again about a certain place, or dreaming about a certain place over and over again. You want to find out what it means, and you want to make sure that you heed all the warnings that are taking place in this dream, so that you can be fully ready for that time and season that comes in your life and it doesn't take you by surprise. Okay, let's go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in your Holy Spirit. Ask all these prayers you, Father, send Jesus' name. Amen.